I've got a very interesting lady to chat to now in the studio. She's from CAFS. Now, I'm discovering more and more that CAFS covers a whole range of interesting topics. So this morning, I'm inviting Rhiannon Williams, who's the Executive Manager of Client Outcomes at CAF. Sounds a very interesting title. So Rhiannon, thanks for joining us on Ballarat Today.
No worries, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Now, CAFs have got a particular emphasis on family violence, which is your area of interest in particular.
Yes, that's right. It's one of the programs we offer at CAFs. We've been pioneers, really, in the work of working with perpetrators of violence especially, and increasingly working in early intervention spaces with young people who might be making the choice to use violence in the home.
Now, I've got a title which is 16 Days of Activism, and I'm wondering exactly what is 16 Days of Activism and how does that work?
Well, it's a marvellous question, Frank. It's a global movement. It started in the early 90s, I believe, maybe 1991, and it comes out of global women's leadership, and it's a campaign focused on addressing the issues of gender-based violence. So it runs every year. It starts on the 25th of November, which also happens to be the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and it runs to the 10th of December, which is Human Rights Day.
And why is CAFS involved? Is this a particular area that you have branched into recently, or is it something that you've been doing for quite some time?
Well, no, unfortunately, violence has been present in households and communities for a really long time. But over the past few decades, there's been a real spotlight on it. And even since I was talking with Serena, my colleague, this morning, even since we were getting ready to come talk to you this morning, Frank, the statistic was that 51 women had died due to family violence just this year. That number is now up to 53. So it's a real and it's a wicked problem facing women and children that are dying preventable deaths.
It's a terrifying issue for us to admit that we have in our society as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very damning statistic that one in three women will experience violence in their lifetime.
So what exactly is your involvement? How do you see your role in prevention of family violence?
Well, we like to join these global movements. We're joining the call to do something different, to act differently so that we can prevent family violence occurring and to intervene earlier to make sure that young people who might be exposed to violence understand there are different and other ways to respond when you're feeling stress or pressure in the household. So we deliver programs. Last year, we worked with nearly 400 adolescents and men who'd used violence and worked with over 250 victim survivors associated with those men in the services we provide through our family violence intervention programs.
Are men sometimes referred to you? Is it clearly identified through the courts or through our society that there are some men who are at risk?
Yeah, we participate in a court-mandated program, absolutely, and we also have men who can refer themselves in. That's a really important message for everyone to hear, that men can refer themselves into our programs.
And do they refer to you at CAFS, or do they need to go through the police or the court system?
There's a multitude of ways. If you're identified by the police or through a statutory service that you need support, that's a different pathway into the programs. But if you're sitting at home and you're not sure about your behaviour, if you're not sure about how you can control your anger or however it's playing out, or if you feel like you might be using power over your family, you can reach out to CAFS and have a conversation, because we do have a wide range of family and family violence supports that are available to help identify what the issues are and how you might respond differently.
So if there's somebody who's experiencing family violence, do you find that they find it difficult to make contact with you, or do they find it difficult? Is there some kind of shame associated?
In experiencing violence,
yes.
People would go to the Orange Door. We're talking significantly there about women who experience violence disproportionately to men, and we would strongly encourage them to reach out to the Orange Door. But for people who are using violence, for people who are identifying young people in the household who might be using violence, then absolutely reach out to us and we can have a conversation.
Tell me about the Orange Door.
The Orange Door is a fantastic model that came through the reforms out of the Royal Commission into Family Violence back in the late 2019, I think it was. And it's an integrated model, and it's located here in Ballarat in Armstrong Street, and it brings together multiple service providers to be that first port of call and a one-stop shop for family violence intervention, particularly focused on being a great place for people who experience violence.
Okay, so how would we contact somebody if somebody is either experiencing family violence or knows somebody who's experiencing family violence? Who should we contact and how do we do that?
If you're experiencing violence or you're concerned about it or you're concerned about child wellbeing due to household situations, then you'd call the Orange Door and their number is 1800 219 819.
Mm-hmm. So that's a first step.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a whole range of programs that you can be referred to through the Orange Door.
That's really interesting, and I'm glad that you've come in today to explain it to us on Ballarat Today, Rhiannon, because it's an area that we hear about, but we need to experience at least or begin to investigate some ways of combating it or dealing with it.
Yeah, we need for people to speak up. We're at a different point in time now. If you know of someone experiencing violence, of course, refer to the Orange Door. But if you're hanging out with your mate and you're concerned about their behaviour or you're thinking that you might want to be a more positive parent, then reach out to CAFS and we can have a conversation with you about what to do. But the first step, people need to stand up now. We need to see a different strength, particularly from men, to stand up and say enough's enough. We're not going to tolerate violence in our community anymore.
Rhiannon Williams is the Executive Manager of Client Outcomes at CAFS, and we thank you for joining us on Ballarat Today.
Thank you for having me, Frank.